And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound. When the man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight on the Late Show. Got a great one for you. Do you know where Delaware is? Well, I've never been to Delaware, have you? Nice little state, they say. Up in the Northeast. It's a small state. It's a very important state. I didn't know how important it was, but it is. Have you ever wondered what goes on in Delaware, what clothes Delaware wears. Well, the emperor has no clothes, as the old saying goes. In this case, we're going to take a look. We're going to find out that the USA is a non-profit religious corporation. The IRS, the CIA, the Federal Reserve, and even Social Security are corporations. Now, who in the world would have thought to set up a corporation? Well, if you look at the Internal Revenue Service, and of course, you know, it's tax time every 15th of April. I think they gave a couple of days of extension. You know, it's real nice of them to do things like that, because the Internal Revenue Tax and Audit Service is for profit, General Delaware Corporation, organized on the 7th month, the 12th day of 1933, made into a corporation. District of Columbia, the Act of 1871, formed this federal land, and since then, the government operates in Washington, D.C. Federal Reserve Association. Who are they? Ever heard about them? Nonprofit Delaware Corporation. Boy, Delaware is, they're really raking the dough in, aren't they? The money that you send into the Internal Revenue, none of that goes to the government. To, you may think it is, but it don't. It goes to the debt that is owed to the Federal Reserve to pay off the debt that was created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve. These are international bankers, independent bankers, private bankers that work for the Federal Reserve Association, nonprofit. What about the CIA? Never heard anything about them? Well, for profit, General Delaware Corporation, the incorporation date was 3983. They're just a new kid on the block. How about the Federal Land Acquisition Corporation? Corporation. For profit, General Delaware Corporation, incorporation date 8-22-80. Well, right under our nose, they tell us that we're free and we're in a republic. I pledge allegiance to the United States. No wonder Mr. Obamanation won't say they pledge to the Legion, you know. He don't have to. Federal Land Acquisition for Profit General Delaware Corporation, 8-22-80. The Commercial Assets Trust in 1995, they're incorporated in 95 for profit, Delaware Statutory Trust. Social Security Corporation, Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. Social Security Corporation. Did you know it was a corporation? Social Security? It's broke. Well, who's getting the money? Well, it was incorporated on the 11th month of the 13th day of 1989. about the United States of America, Incorporated. Look it up. Nonprofit. Nonprofit Delaware Corporation. Incorporation date was 4/19/1989. These are been incorporated longer than that, but these are just little things that they do every once in a while to make it look real good. If you will keep in mind the things that I'm going to tell you, which the Bible says all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Aren't you glad? Here is someone that was interested in money changers, and he was interested in what they were doing. If you look at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in the state of Texas, foreign corporation from the District of Columbia, this means as citizens, we are assets of the corporation. It doesn't matter who's in the office. The board of directors and the shareholders run the country, just as in any other corporation. Roosevelt said, well, I'd like to know who's going to run this. Well, the real truth of the matter is, as you and I both know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government of the U.S. since the days of Andrew Jackson. On November the 21st, 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the president, in a letter written to E. Mandel House, says, the things to find out, and I'm hoping the corporate records will show, just who are the shareholders who profit from the private, for-profit, corporate CIA, or the private, for-profit, corporate IRS, or the private, for-profit, Social Security. Those in charge are now telling us it's broke. Well, who's on the board of directors of the United States of America Corporation? If you ask anyone, you know, if they are aware, for instance, call your congressman's office and ask them, why won't they tell you? Why don't anyone know who's on the board? Why isn't this casualty mentioned in the news? The Board of Directors of the United States of America, Incorporated. The Board of Directors of the Social Security. Who sits on that board? Today, the Central Intelligence Authority filed as a private for-profit corporation. Why don't people that are in charge mention this fact? All liars have their part in the lake of fire. This is nothing but a lie. When you're want to go on the internet and you want to search, try it. You want to know who the board of directors of the United States of America Incorporated, Delaware Trust of the list. Nobody knows. Why don't the information come up? Because you're being lied to. This is a big lie. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Very few people know this, but I predict that in the time to come, at the proper time when Yahweh is tired of the lying money changers. Oh, man, what a fit they gave him. The lying money changers. The corporate board. The privately owned Federal Reserve. It's not a federal belonging to the government organization. Ever wondered why that if you get in a fight with the IRS, you go to the Maritime Court, that you're not allowed to bring up the constitutional rights in a tax court? Simply because constitutional rights do not apply in this court. It's a court of maritime law that must display a gold fringe flag. And under the contract law that supersedes individual and constitutional rights, corporate law is a total different animal from common law. You can find that out by just asking any corporate attorney. What's happened, we've inadvertently, thinking we had to, signed contracts with this corporation posing as the free United States of America. When you register to vote, when you apply for a checking account at a Federal Reserve Corporation bank, if you look at your signature card, it states that you comply with all rulings from the Secretary of the Treasury when you've applied for a Social Security card. That's how they got you right there. If you ever look at the trust corporations, such as the Resolution Trust Corporation, or the RTC, associated with the United States of America Incorporated Trust, that's a relationship in which one party holds legal title to another's property. You are the property of the United States for the benefit of a party who holds the equitable title to the property. Well, who holds the title? Ever notice that property deeds state tenant when referring to the supposed owner? We are ruled by fictitious entities. Corporations are fictions. We've been lied to our entire lives, and all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. The United States Incorporated is owned lock, stock, and barrel, and each of its citizens that is within the United States is owned lock, stock, and barrel. And the question to which you need to ask, who owns us? The few who really understand the system, and believe me, I am no expert. I don't know lickety-splot about the law, but those who have the experience that goes in and tries to free themselves from this fictitious corporation, I'm telling you, it is very difficult to get any justice or to come out. There is a way that you come out of the system. Come out of her, my people. That's what it's talking about. Come out of the system. Most people are not interested because they make a living. They eat, drink, and sleep, and that's about all they do. Well, we'll just leave all that stuff to Washington, you know. There is no opposition from the dumb class sheep. And on the other hand, the great body of people mentally incapable of comprehending the tremendous advantages will bear its burden without complaint, and perhaps without suspecting that the system is not to their best interest. We are here at the point where now, and we're praying that this becomes common knowledge, that the USA is a non-profit religious corporation. Now, what's the religion factor doing in there? Well, if you're writing a trust, you want it to be religious, non-profit. You can make all kinds of money, but you don't have to share it with anyone. And the independent private owners of the Federal Reserve, they get all this money, ladies and gentlemen. And it was a deal worked out by those who sit at the head of the table. While you were sleeping, these laws were passed, and we don't have the time to go into that. The Constitution became counseled. Someone stole their republic, and now it's a corporation. United States of America, non-profit Delaware corporation, file number 2193946. Just look that file up and see if the United States of America is a corporation. Now, these details, available only by paying a fee to the corporate registrants of Delaware. Yeah, they're going to charge you for a fee to find out who the corporate registration of the United States of America Incorporated. They're going to charge you a fee if you want more information. Well, what if you really wanted some information? Well, it's like pulling hen's teeth. It's hard to find. United States of America, the entity is a corporation. The type is a religious nonprofit. Annual tax assessment, 0.00. Tax due, $110.50. Total authorized shares, 0. Registered agent information, the company and corporation. Address, 2711 Centerville Road, Suite 400, City of Wilmington. County is Newcastle. State is Delaware. Postal code is 19808. Phone number is 302-636-5440. The code description and number of pages in the filing date. Change of agent address. Incorporated Delaware non-stock. The registration executed in 89. Social Security Corporation, Department of Health, Education, and Welfare for Profit General Delaware Corporation. And 11, 13, and 89. So, you just keep this in mind that the listings that you will see when you go to pull this up like I did, if you track down the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in the state of Texas, a foreign corporation from the District of Columbia, this means as citizens, we are assets of the corporation. Doesn't matter who's in the office, the board of directors, or the shareholders who own and run the country. Just like any other corporation, Roosevelt's quote has an entirely different meaning now than it did then. The real truth of the matter is that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government of the U.S., like I say, since the days of Andrew Jackson. If you look at the corporations, such as the Resolution Trust Corporation associated with the United States of America, Incorporated, it holds the legal title to your property. We are in a bankrupt state. Yeah, we're bankrupt. When were we bankrupt? March of 17th. It was entered in the United States Congressional Record, Volume 33, page H-1303. We had a representative from Ohio addressing the House. Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the world history. The victim is the United States government. We're setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for the future. While there are others who say that it's a coroner's report and that this will lead to our demise, it is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved, well, listen now, by the Emergency Banking Act, March the 9th, 1933. 48 Statute 1, Public Law 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt that being bankrupt and insolvent of the House Jurisdiction Bill of 192 of the 73rd Congress in session in June the 5th, 1933. A resolution to suspend the gold standard. And the receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers. Bail the United Nations, the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, all United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under Emergency War Powers Act, with the constitutional republic form of government now dissolved. The receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This form of government is known as a democracy, being established as a socialist communist order under a new governor for America. This act was instituted and established for transferring and by placing the office of the Secretary of Treasury to that of the governor of the International Monetary Fund of Public Law 94-564, page 8, section H.R., 13-955, which reads in part, the U.S. Secretary of Treasury receives no compensation for representing the United States. Now, gold and silver, if you've bought a piece of gold here lately, you know it's $1,500 an ounce. Silver's making its way towards $50. Such careful money during the founding of the United States of America taken out of circulation that the founding fathers declared that only gold or silver coins can be money in America, and since gold and silver coinage was heavy and inconvenient to a lot of transactions, they were stored in banks and a claim check was issued as money substitute. People traded their coupons as money or currency. Currency is not money, but a money substitute. Redeemable currency must promise to pay a dollar equivalent in gold or silver money. Federal Reserve notes make no such promises and are not money. A Federal Reserve note is a debt obligation of the federal United States government, not money. The federal United States government and the U.S. Congress were not and never have been authorized by the Constitution for the United States of America to issue currency of any kind, but only lawful money, which is gold and silver coinage. It's essential that we comprehend the distinction between real money and paper money. One cannot get rich by accumulating money substitutes. One can only get deeper into debt. So then, the people no longer have any money. No wonder we're going into debt. No wonder now that we owe $13 trillion. Well, who do we pay this money to? Let's just say that you had $13 trillion and you wanted to pay off the debt. Would you go pay the government? Would you pay them? Would you put the money back in the treasury? No. What would it go to? To the Federal Reserve. Independent bankers charging for money that they create out of thin air, and they create a debt with the Federal Reserve note. We no longer have no money. Most Americans have never been paid any money. Do you comprehend why you feel broke? Now, do you understand why you are bankrupt, along with the rest of the people in the country? The reserve notes are unsigned checks written on a closed account. Now, wait a minute. Written on a closed account. FRNs are inflatable paper systems designed to create debt through inflation. Whenever there's an increase of the supply of money, substituting the economy without a corresponding increase in the gold and silver backing, inflation occurs and debt is the result. To pay a debt, you can never pay a debt with a Federal Reserve note. You've got to pay with a value or substitute or a substance of gold, silver, barter, and you can only discharge a debt. You cannot pay a debt with a debt currency system. You cannot service a debt with a currency that has no backing in value or substance. This is ingenious. Brought to you courtesy of the money changers. And their lust is for power and control. Since the inception of central banking, they have controlled the fate of nations, and the Federal Reserve System is based on the canon law and the principles of sovereignty protected by the Constitution and Bill of Rights. In fact, the international bankers use a canon law trust as their model, adding stock and naming it joint stock trust. The U.S. Congress has passed a law making it illegal for any legal person to duplicate a joint stock trust. In 1873, the Federal Reserve Act was legislated post facto to 1870, although post facto laws are strictly forbidden by the Constitution. The Federal Reserve System is a sovereign power structure separate and distinct from the federal United States government. The Federal Reserve is a maritime lender and or maritime insurance underwriter to the federal United States, operating exclusively under admiralty maritime law. The lender or underwriter bears the risk and the maritime law compelling specific performance in paying interest or premiums are the same. So therefore, assets to the debtor can also be given to pledge something as a security without taking possession. As security by the lender of the underwriter, the Federal Reserve Act stipulated that the interest on the debt was to be paid in gold. There was no stipulation in the Federal Reserve Act for ever paying the principal. So it's a continuous debt that we never pay with the Federal Reserve Note. All property within the federal United States to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, in which the trustees, which are the stockholders, holds the legal title. The U.S. citizen, the tenant, or the franchise person was registered as a beneficiary of the trust through his birth certificate in 1933. The federal United States gives all the present and future properties, assets, and labors of their subjects under the 14th Amendment, the U.S. citizen, to the Federal Reserve. All assets are then claimed by them. In return, the Federal Reserve System agreed to extend the Federal United States Corporation all the credit or a money substitute it needed. We need more money? The Congress just goes and authorizes a printing. Like any other debtor, the Federal United States government had to assign collateral and security, your birth certificates and all of your property, your mortgages and things, held as a condition of the loan. And since the federal United States didn't have no assets, they assigned the private property of their economic slaves, the United States citizens, as the collateral against the unpayable federal debt. They also pledged the unincorporated federal territories, national parks, forests, birth certificates, nonprofit organizations as collateral against the federal debt. All this has already been transferred as payment to the international bankers. Now you understand why that Christ said, "Beware of the money changers." While he tried to clean up the Sanhedrin, this is where this was practiced when they were allowed to hold the title to the property. The tenants and sharecroppers renting our own property from a sovereign in the guise of the Federal Reserve Bank. We, the people, have exchanged one master for another. And this has been going on for over 100 years without the informed knowledge of the American people, without a voice protesting loud enough. And it's easy to grasp why America is fundamentally bankrupt and is going to stay that way. People do not own anything. 90% of Americans have mortgaged all of their property, have little or no assets, after all debts and liabilities have been paid. Makes you feel like, and we're really beginning to see this now, as you notice, Congress is highlighting the debt. Makes you feel like you're working harder and getting less and less. And there's Mr. Obama. Oh, we need to tax the rich more. Oh, that's a joke. That is a joke. It's a lie. You know who's going to be taxed? The common nuts and bolts of America. They own you. And our elected representatives in Washington, D.C. have dared to tell us the truth. They won't. The federal United States is bankrupt. Our children will inherit forever generation until this is stopped an unpayable debt. We're reaping what we've sown, and the result of our harvest is a painful bankruptcy and a foreclosure on American property, precious liberties, and a way of life, and few of our elected representatives in Washington, D.C. will tell us that the United States is bankrupt and that our children will never pay this debt off. We are completely bankrupt in world leadership. This has happened to America. It's an undeclared economic war. Somebody stole our country. Any wonder that people who are filing their income tax never dream that it doesn't go not one penny to pay off the debt? You say, Pastor Buddy, are you saying that my money doesn't go to the federal government? No, never has. Never will, probably, as long as this has continued to operate. The United States is a corporation. If you look at the United States Code, it will tell you. Filed and registered in Delaware. What's Delaware wearing? Well, the emperor has no clothes. The United States is a corporation, not a country. They say that we just lost our AAA status. Is the world just waking up? We've been bankrupt from the word go. Are we ever going to come out of her, my people? The United States is a corporation. It's not a country. It's a corporation. Are we ever going to escape? Doubtful. Doubtful. Until we wake up. It's not a country. It's a corporation. You ever look into the laws of forming a corporation? It don't start out, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, and ensure domestic tranquility, provided for the common defense and promoted the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Oh, really? While we were sleeping, somebody went to work and stole our country and gave it to a corporation of those who are private investors. February 21st, 1871, the 41st Congress was in session. And on this date in the history of our nation, Congress passed an act titled, An Act to Provide a Government for the District of Columbia. And so then, it means that Congress, under no constitutional authority to do so, created a separate form of government for the District of Columbia, which is a 10-mile square parcel of land. Why'd they do that? The Act of 1871 was passed at a time in America when our nation was essentially bankrupt, weakened, and financially depleted in the aftermath of the Civil War. The Civil War itself was nothing more than a calculated front and fancy footwork by corporate backroom players, and it was a maneuver by European interests of the international bankers who were intent upon gaining the stranglehold on the neck and the treasury of America. The Congress realized this, so they cut a deal with the international bankers, the Rothschilds, by incurring a debt More debt. And then when we got into where we couldn't pay back, then it was blackmail. The conniving international bankers were not about to lend our country any money without serious stipulation, so they devised a brilliant way of getting their foot into the door. And so the Act of 1871 was passed. In essence, this act formed a corporation known as the United States Capitalization. Notice that. This corporation, owned by foreign interests, moved right in and shoved the original organic version of the Constitution back into a dusty corner with the Act of 1871. Our Constitution was defaced, that the title was block capitalized, and the word for was changed to the word of. The original Constitution drafted by the Founding Fathers had a change, and the altered version reads, the Constitution of the United States of America. It is the corporate constitution. It's not the same document. You might think it is, but the corporate constitution operates in an economic capacity and has been used to fool the people into thinking it's the same parchment that governs the republic, and it is not. Capitalization, an insignificant change? Not when one is referring to the context of a legal document. It's such a minor alteration that it slipped through, but the corporate constitution does not benefit the republic. It only serves to benefit the corporation. Does nothing good for me and you but leave us in debt. Congress literally committed treason against the people who were considered sovereign under the Declaration of Independence. Webster defined sovereign as chief or high supreme. Supreme in power, supreme in position to all others. Independent of and unlimited by any other possessing or entitled to original and independent authority or jurisdiction. Original? You have your original birth certificate? Or do you have a contract? We've been under contract law ever since that Congress unwittingly gave in to the international bankers. These are smart. I'm telling you, give them credit. Don't take a rocket scientist or a constitutional historian to figure out that this is not what they had in mind for our country. Government in these times is not subject to the constant vigilance of the consent of the governed. Rather, the governed are subject to the whim and greed of the corporation. It stretched its tentacles beyond the 10-mile parcel of land and encroached into every state of the republic. The corporation has no jurisdiction outside the District of Columbia. All they want to do is make you think that they do. With the passage of the Act of 1871, these overt deceptions were set in motion and are still in motion today. Real history is hidden. We are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, you got my message tonight. In the form of a warning. Beware of the scribes and the Pharisees. Man, how we have let them into our country, how that they have destroyed, how they've stolen. Satan is crafty. Greatest country in the world, hijacked on its way to form a constitution. My, my, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, be y'all so ready. Coming in a time that we hope will be in time, because if he don't come back soon, there's not going to be anything to come back for. Let's pray that Yahweh will return. You're listening, Pastor Ben, and I'm sponsored by Brother Mark, Sister Audrey, out of the great state of Mississippi. We love you tonight. May Yahweh bless you. We'd like to hear from you. We're going to have our festival here the 15th of next month, the second Passover. If you'd like information on where to come to and where to attend, it may be your last one. He's coming soon. Maybe in your lifetime, let's hope, to put an end to these lies that the liars have told. Write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Call me tonight, area code 423-351-1082. We love you. In the name of Yahweh. If we didn't love you, we wouldn't give you truth. We'd join in the line. We would profit. Because those that love a lie will have their reward, according to the Bible, in the lake that burns with fire. Would you want us to join for those who have enjoyed the wealth? These are filthy rich with lies and deception. Men who go along with the lie benefit, like your congressmen and senators, most of them know the truth, but they know that if they don't play ball, they won't be rewarded. Satan has got a way of blackmailing and rewarding you when you love a lie for a moment. But the Bible says that nothing is covered that won't be revealed. I pray, Father, tonight, over the land of America, stretch forth your mighty hand. Anoint those who would love to know the truth. Reveal it, put a spirit in our land. Let it fill the hearts of all of Jacob Israel. Let them see the truth. Let the lies of the serpent who are hidden behind these walls, who are not accountable, make them accountable, Father. Reveal the light, shine it brightly. Chase out all the money changers like you did in the day that you were present. Set our hearts on fire to restore our republic, the nation that you intended to be great, was hijacked on the way to establishment of a republic. We have now been sidetracked by a lie. Very few know it. Make them aware, Father. Pour out this information. Let it go far and wide. Tonight I cry for the repentance and the return of Israel to you and to your truth. May they be filled with the spirit of indignation. May the power and the supremacy of your great spirit that brings truth and strength, that you would restore us to our preeminence before the world was. In the name of Yahweh, I pray. Hallelujah. Well, go to our website tonight. Brother Bob has got our website up and running. We have had over 6,000 hits here in a little over a month. It's something that both Bob and I are surprised about. People are hungry. They're reaching out. Bob spends a lot of time keeping our website up to date. He maintains it on his own time. And nobody knows how much time he puts in on this. And it's been a love desire for Brother Bob for people to hear the truth. We got hundreds of hours of messages, probably as many or more than any website that we know of, on timely doctrinal issues that we're not afraid of. We don't back down. We just jump right in there and preach the truth in simplicity. By knowing the truth has set us free, we want to set you free. That you could have power over all of the lies of the devil, and that you could see their reward. All those that love a lie will be in the lake of fire. Praise Yahweh. I can't wait for the day. I pray, Father, open the eyes of Jacob. Take the hands of Esau Edom off the neck and the life blood of Jacob. Restore us. Make us the head and not the tail. Cause our people to forget the things that are in the past and look toward the future where we can relive a truth and battle the lie. We say that in the name of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. We're hopeful that you can relate. Post Office Box 568. That's Pastor Buddy. 568. Sweetwater, Tennessee. 37874. Write me a letter, a card. Put me a love offering in there. We need your help. Thank you.